means there are some power in you. The needs of the animal, do you remember? That is so strong in you and active. Whatever it does, that's not what we are talking about. That's not intelligence. Yes.
That which is a beggar of appetite, call it illusion. Illusion is the counterfeit of the sterling gold of the rational faculties.
The one who is the beggar for appetite, that fellow is the silly fellow, because he is begging for illusion. Yes?
Without a touchstone, illusion and apple are not clearly distinguished. Quickly bring both to the touchstone. The Quran and the state of the prophets are this touchstone. They, like a touchstone, say to the counterfeit coin, come.
Okay. You started the point that this, all the physical appetite and your animal appetite are silly. They are illusions. They are not Al. Al is complicated, because Al is there. That appetite is there. That illusion is there. Everything is there. Then what? Is it yes. And it's not visible, the difference. You have to have that special instrument, which is Ma'ak, which will show you it's gold or not. Did you remember? You have to have that. There is an instrument that you need to realize the difference between Aql and Vahm. Yes. This special tool is what? As simple as this. That one is the Quran, means the readable and that holy book, and the hall of prophets. The emotion they have, that moment. So, look for that. Look for an instrument, because that instrument that I'm talking is calling this illusion forward, to open the hand of this illusion, always. Yes.
The Quran and the hull of the prophets of this touchstone, they, like a touchstone, say to the counterfeit coin, come, that by contact with me, thou mayest see thyself, that thou art not worthy of my higher and lower. If a saw make apple to be two halves, it will be smiling like gold in the fire. Illusion belongs to Pharaoh, the world incendiary. Apple to Moses, the spirit enkindler.
Okay. Now you understand why it is difficult. Because you're making up here this difference. We talk about the Moses. The Pharaoh has the illusion and Moses has the real intelligence. This is the difference. Means what? Means they're both in you. Do you remember whenever we talk about the Pharaoh and the Moses? The egocentrism and the spirituality in you are these two. You say, okay, as simple as this. Whatever your Pharaoh, your ego wants and wish and attends to is illusion. Why? Because the silly fellow believes that he's the God. As simple as that. Our is what Moses has. What is that one? What is it? Moses doesn't have me. Do you remember? Do you remember his tongue? We burned his tongue when he was a baby. Then when he was an old man and God told him that, go and tell this to Pharaoh, he said, I cannot talk. Guess what? Because I remember I was 6 years old when I had problem with this with one of the teachers and all. Why God, with that enormous power that he has and so many magical stuff, why he doesn't say, and his tongue will repair? Why? And my teachers, they didn't know. It took me about 7 months going here and there, till I found someone who told me, because when his tongue will be good, he will say, I. He goes with his brother, so his brother will say, we. Just for that, we organize this story for this. Why? Because over there we are trying to show you that there is something in you which is opposite of your ego. It's in you. It's your Moses. And Moses, he doesn't listen to anyone. Not even the God. With God will argue. It's like this. What does he want? Nothing. Did he have some babies? Did he marry? Answer. There is nothing in this story. We don't talk about it even. Yes, we say, he went, he married, he had some ships, and suddenly they disappear. Because this is what we are talking about. The non-physical part of our existence, which is the meaning of our existence. This is the real intelligent one. The other one, which is Pharaoh, is, so you should remember these highlighted lines, that the illusion belongs to Pharaoh, and the real intelligence to Moses. Yes?
Moses went on the way of non-existence. Pharaoh said to him, tell, who art thou? He said, I am Abel, the messenger of the Almighty. I am the proof of God. I am the protection against error. Nay, said he, hush, cease from outcry. Tell thy ancient lineage and name. My lineage, he said, from his dustbit, my original name is the meanest of his slaves.
Please pay attention. Silly game here in this story to tell you something, to make some point here. He starts like this, that the Pharaoh will ask Moses, who are you? We know that this couldn't happen because they grown up together. Do you remember? But no, in our story. First, he will say, tell me, who are you? No, before that, let me tell you that Moses went towards non-existence. Do you remember non-existence, which is the last step in this knowledge? Not to be you, to be a part of me. That kind of non-existence. Moses went there, so Pharaoh said, who are you? He said, me? I'm the intelligence. I'm the messenger of him, and I don't do mistakes even, because I don't do anything except hit him. So he starts saying, no, let me tell your old name and old stuff. For Moses to explain to you, how should you be? How should you think if you want to be real Moses? Here you see the Moses, and he's talking to the guy, they were together. The entire life, remember, it's a part of me. But listen how Moses explained the way to be Moses. Is this. Yes. He started with what? My first name, the simplest one, is I'm one of his creations. Period. So suddenly the guy who started with, I listen to him and I don't mistake. So my first name is, I'm a part of his people. And, yes, now listen.
I am the slave born of that unique Lord, born of the loins of slaves, female and male. My original lineage from earth and water and clay. God gave unto water and clay a soul and heart. To earth also will return this earthen body of mine. To earth thou likewise will return, O terrible one. Our origin and the origin of all the proud is from a piece of earth and 100 signs thereof. For thy body receives support from the earth, and from earthly nutriment thy neck is wrapped in folds. When the spirit departs, it will again become earth in the dreaded and horrible grave. Both thou and we and all who resemble thee will become earth, and thy power will remain no more.
Period. And now you want to know, who am I? That's what you want to know? Okay, yes, of course. Born because a man and a woman, they slept together. And I came out. And I depend on this earth. And one day, I will die. You too. This is the point, that whatever happens to me, happens to you as well, if you're looking at it from that angle. Yes?
He said, thou hast a name other than this lineage. Truly that name is more proper for thee. Slave of Pharaoh and slave of his slaves, whose body and soul were first nurtured by him. A hostile, insolent, and unrighteous slave who fled from this country on account of an ill-omened deed. Thou art a murderer and treacherous and ungrateful. From just these qualities, forsooth, form a judgment. In exile, despised and poor and threadbare, since thou didst not acknowledge gratitude and obligation to me. He said, far be it that any other person should be a partner in lordship with that king. One, he hath no associate in kingship. His slaves have no master but him. His creatures have no other owner. Does any one claim partnership with him except one that is doomed to perish? He hath made the design. He is my designer. If another lay claim, he is a seeker of iniquity.
As simple as that. What's your other name? Let's talk differently. You said differently? Okay. What is the other subject that you want to know? He explained. There is one simple stuff. You have to understand the unity. And you have to understand the unique position. When we talk about the Creator, what do we know about the Creator? Nothing. It's just Creator. Nobody knows anything more. Only thing that we should know is that there is only Him. I mean, there is one Creator. There is no partnership over there. There is no other fellows. He is the painter and we are the painted. Period. There is no argument in this, because Pharaoh wants to argue that, okay, we did this, we did that, we did that. This ego wants to have a lot of credits. Remember? Have you seen this? The people who try to have credit, this is what the ego does. Moses will say, Creator is